Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take the highway to the end of the line.
Tens of thousands of lives by giving free doctor prescriptions. People think they can go pay for the drugs, but free prescriptions for folks when they needed help is Dr. Ben Marble. He is coming up next segment. But I want to talk about some of the successes with folks right now. Just this no man's land, some stations don't carry this segment. I want to discuss this right now with you. We are seeing seismic success on so many fronts against the most powerful, entrenched, global corporations that are tax-exempt, above the law, that control the United Nations, that control most of the major governments of the world. Despite everything that Pfizer and Moderna and Bill Gates have thrown at us, we are seeing huge victories. We got almost no coverage. You tried to share it on Instagram or Twitter a year ago, you would get banned. Think of the crime of that. If you tried to share the information that the EU had banned 16 and under taking these experimental shots, their own scientists, their own boards had told the government don't do it, you would get banned for showing what they did. And then if you talked about the FDA in two different rounds and the CDC in another round making the majority of their board members resign because they wouldn't authorize this experimental shot or the boosters, saying it annihilates your immune system and doesn't work, you would be censored as well. That's serious crimes against humanity. And now it's come out that Google and its sub-companies like YouTube and others and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter blocked mainline studies on hydroxychloroquine and on so many other things like zinc and vitamin D. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's so evil. But despite that, the truth's now out. Look at this. ABC News. In reversal, FDA puts brakes on COVID shots for kids under five. Says they're pausing it. They're not seeking it. Moderna's now backing off, saying they don't want it. What's going on? U.S. COVID vaccine for children. Blocked. Bill Maher comes out and says, Trudeau's rhetoric sounds like Hitler. Absolutely. Round up and arrest the uninjected. This explains a lot. Creepy Dr. Zeke Emanuel, the godfather of death panels with Dr. Fauci's director of Department of Bioethics, the Ethical Oversight Board. He says everybody should be dead or killed by the government by 75. Don't believe me? Look it up. Global freedoms hit dismal record low amid pandemic. The pandemic's the pretext for corporate worldwide martial law. But people like Dr. Marble are fighting back. So we've come so far together. We're all battered and bruised and bloodied. But we're coming through this and we're protecting the children and having big victories. So praise God and thank God for this. And champions out there like Dr. Gidon and Dr. Malone and Dr. Marble and Dr. Bartlett and there's so many, McCullough and Mercola and just everybody. Because believe me, behind the scenes, I know what a lot of these people have gone through. And it's been rough. But they're men, they're women, they're strong, they got God. They're not whining about it, but let me tell you, it's been rough. So we need your prayers. We need your support. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get things you already need. Like our triiodine, all three types of iodine you need for your immune system and your body and your libido and everything. When I forget to take it, I feel it. It's so amazing. It's been sold out for 4 months back in stock. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have a lot of other great items that are there as well. There's only a few days left to get 25% off on high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Only 3 days and it 100% will end. You got my word on that because it's got to. I twisted their arm to do this because a lot of folks asked me to wait so they could get their orders in. Whatever you do, realize we've proven we take action. We've proven we have victory. We've proven we're telling the truth. We've proven we're tomorrow's news today, and we need you to keep us on air. And we're very thankful humbly to you, but we need your help. Plus, these are great products.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at preparewithalex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, and we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now with the best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Injected with an mRNA shot filled with the spike protein of HIV. It's hitting mainstream news now that the spike protein basically is connected to autoimmune disorders. We'll talk to medical doctor Dr. Min Barbel about that and so much more. He's a medical doctor and Nobel Prize nominee. He is the founder of MyFreeDoctor.com and leading telehealth provider online. He's the biggest now and is known as being the first doctor to treat patients in all 50 states for free. Dr. Marble created MyFreeDoctor.com. I know a bunch of other doctors that just really admire him. We've been so blessed to have him on when I didn't even realize the great work he was doing. I knew he was doing some great work, but he's just amazing. Dr. Marble created MyFreeDoctor.com at the beginning of the pandemic to save lives by providing accessible, affordable, and effective health care to everyone, just like the website's name states. The telehealth visits are free, and the service is purely donation-based. If you suspect you may be feeling ill, especially from COVID-19, do not delay. Head to MyFreeDoctor.com to get access to a licensed doctor who will provide care and give you access to effective treatments and diseases. And the website is MyFreeDoctor.com. And the reason we have him on is he's not a sponsor. He doesn't bring the money in to do that. He works, I know people that know him, 20 hours a day. He's got a bunch of other people that did it and are doing because they knew. I mean, when I first had Dr. Bartlett on, And then my dad got really sick later, and the local pharmacy wouldn't give him the ivermectin and the budesonide. As soon as my dad got it by Dr. Bartlett calling and getting doctors to come to the house, my dad got better like in a day. It was miraculous. My dad had 82% oxygen, and we would take him to the hospital. They would have killed him. But he was back to 93% the next day, back to 98% in a couple days. He had some brain fog for a while, but his body was back. And then I was told, well, these other telemedicine groups are overtaken. And Dr. Bartlett and Dr. Peter McCullough and others said, well, Dr. Marble, he's been the best at this. So people have been totally overwhelmed, ladies and gentlemen. And then Marble's been good at reaching out to small mom-and-pop pharmacies that will actually give you the things you need, which are totally safe drugs that they don't want you to have. Talk about evil. Talk about them wanting to destroy hope. So to talk about that at first and then get into all the other huge news and what's happened is Dr. Marble. And Dr. Marble, I really, really appreciate you joining us today. This is so incredibly important. You haven't been on about 4 or 5 months. Where do you want to start off first here?
Well, I'd start off by saying happy Valentine's Day, Alex. I hope you're having a good day. Appreciate you having me back on the show. I did go and testify at Senator Ron Johnson's COVID summit, a second opinion in Congress a few weeks ago, and a lot of great doctors showed up for that to get the word out about what's really happening, because the mainstream narrative is just all lies, and they censor anything that doesn't follow the PC Nazi COVID cult line, basically, is how I see it. And so that was great that Senator Ron Johnson was able to have us all there and to actually get it on public record, this permanent record of the Senate now, of what we all, most of the doctors on our side of this discussion actually believe is going on, which is, it's all bad. Everything they censor, everything that they, any drug or treatment that works, they try to ban it or, not let doctors use that treatment. And they try to put treatments on the public that don't actually work, like drugs like Remdesivir. Remdesivir is a horrible drug. So I guess it just depends on what specifically you want to talk about today. It's kind of up to you, but I can talk about any of those issues.
Well, I mean, that's it. This has been a giant exercise in evil by big pharma, big tech, and the media to push poisons on people, lie to them about the so-called vaccines, block treatments, and then basically take over society and bring in world IDs and world tracking systems for the vaccine passport. But it seems to me like the worm's really turning, and their whole agenda is not defeated, but it's certainly in trouble. What do you make of some of the huge developments around the world? It seems to me like we're seeing a big awakening. You talk to more people than I do. I know hundreds a day yourself, thousands every week, got a bunch of doctors and others working for you. What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Certainly the narrative is collapsing, and the masses globally are awake now and realize what's going on. I think it's important to clearly define the enemy. And, a lot of people say it's the Democrats or it's the Republicans or it's this group or that group. But the biggest enemy of all globally that's responsible for this, that planned the whole pandemic, if you will, the Great Reset, is the billionaire globalist, the World Economic Forum at Davos. For example, if I was president, I would drop a bomb on the World Economic Forum at Davos the next time they meet. And the pandemic, this whole thing would end that day. They're the enemy. They're the ones. Nazi Klaus Schwab, Dr. Death Fauci, Bill Gates of Hell, George Soros, all those leaders, Marxist Mark Zuckerberg, et cetera, et cetera. They're the ones who have planned this all, this great evil that they put on the world. And you have to think about what happened. Dr. Death Fauci. He is the great architect. He's the greatest mass murderer in the history of the world. He's the architect of COVID-19. It's a Frankenstein virus. Includes part of the HIV virus, part of SARS virus, part of the RSV virus, and then the spike protein. Okay, they use that Frankenstein virus in the fear campaign, the global fear campaign with the fake news to scare everybody and convince everybody to take in the experimental gene editing poison, which are, in my opinion, are slow-acting lethal injections. Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier, he just died last week, and he said his belief was that any person who took even one shot would be dead within 3 years. Well, he also mentioned the fact that, if you go ahead and you've already had the shot, go ahead and take an HIV test. Don't be surprised if you're positive, because a lot of people are turned positive from the poison shot. So they've already given over 10 billion doses of the poison. So the way I see it, that's to 4 billion people, over 4 billion people, which is half the planet. So they've already dosed half the planet with slow-acting lethal injections. So now they can flip-flop on all the things we know that don't work. Masks don't work. Simplest explanation for why masks don't work. Masks don't cover your eyes. You can get COVID through your eyes, so it's a no-brainer. A 3-year-old should understand that masks don't stop COVID. The lockdowns and the social distancing don't work. But that was all designed to convince people to take the poison. And the problem is over 4 billion people did. So now they can stop all the things that we know don't work, because all they have to do now is wait for everybody to die. And without early
That's right, and they claim that HIV is suddenly exploding. I'm sure you've seen the numbers. Oh, there's a new HIV. It spreads quicker. Everybody's dying. They have autoimmune disorders. They all happen to be vaccinated. This is really scary.
Correct. It is very frightening when you think about it. And, we try to offer hope. I tell people fear has no place here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And we're here. You ever get so mad you just want to cry because it's just so... enraging of what's going on. It's horrible.
It's totally overwhelming. Let me ask you this, and you can elaborate next segment. Have the floor, sir. What about mitigation? Do we have any knowledge about what mitigates people that have the vaccine? I've read that it looks like ivermectin, since it also attacks the real virus, that ivermectin also could do something. Because we know what they're going to push is an mRNA HIV vaccine that Fauci's now announced to counter what he already did to us. When we come back from break, can you elaborate on that?
Yes, sir.
But I want to give this out again. I've talked to a bunch of doctors behind the scenes, the most prominent people, and they say you have been the most effective at giving people free health care. It's all donation-based. Some give nothing. Some give $100, whatever. You're running a whole operation. How many people have you gotten medicine to that people are trying to deny them? And how many lives do you estimate you guys have saved?
We're probably somewhere around 175,000 now. I haven't crunched the numbers lately, but we passed 150,000 free doctor visits around Christmas time. So we're around probably 175,000 now. We still have a 99.99% survival rate of our patients. I would say, you know, the four patients that we had that passed away, they wouldn't take the medicine. So
stay right there, Dr. Marble. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And the fact that half the world has basically, in many areas, had this, and where he sees this going and how serious this is going to be. But the other question is there any mitigating factors or things for people that have been forced or didn't know? We're not blaming anybody. We're not judging them. That took this to mitigate what the injections have basically caused.
Yes, sir. There are several remedies and treatments that we're using. Whether they work or not certainly is debatable, but ivermectin is one of them, pine needle tea, black seed, apple pectin, and there's a few others that, you know, it depends on which doctor you talk to. Those things are believed to help. The bottom line is, experimental mRNA gene editing is bad, and once you edit your genome, you know, it's hard to... You know, basically, you're a genetically modified organism. You're no longer human, is what the transhumanists would say. Theoretically, there's a way to reverse that, but it would take millions of dollars and several years in research to figure out how to reverse engineer the shots, basically. Now, what I say, you know, Dr. Death Fauci, he always talks about following the science, follow the science. And the COVID cult, what they're talking about, you know, their science is fake science. They claim people can change their sex. Well, newsflash, nobody can change their sex. Your sex is in your chromosomes. You're either genetically XX or genetically XY. XY is a man, XX is a woman. Anything else is a genetic abnormality, as proven by the fact that anything else cannot sexually reproduce. Okay, so, their fake science claims people can change their sex, claims men can get pregnant, and claims gene editing poison is a vaccine. Well, that's all a great big lie. It's not a vaccine. It's poison. It will never be a vaccine. And when they talk about the treatments for it, like for the people that are going to, you know, turn out HIV positive, we're calling that VAID, vaccine-induced AIDS. They're suggesting that people take another gene editing poison. Well, any of the mRNA gene editing or DNA editing technology, they're all poison. They're experimental. We don't know what the long-term outcome is going to be. So, you know, if you survive the shot, it's kind of like Russian roulette. Some people die in the first, 48 hours from the clots, strokes, heart attacks, pulmonary embolus. If you survive that, going forward, you may wind up with AIDS, or we're seeing radically increased amounts of cancers, other, the reduced immunity.
Because as you said, it's now confirmed. They're finding this a year after injection that it's still replicating in your body.
Correct. They said it would disappear from your body in 72 hours when they first came out with this. And we're seeing research that it's still producing the spike protein at even higher levels than an acute COVID infection. And the spike protein is the self-spreading bioterror weapon. This is a bioterrorism program, no doubt about it. And the spike protein is the single biggest weapon. Now, I would also get at the root of we talk about root causes. The root cause, the globalists at Davos, their biggest weapon is political correctness. Political correctness is how all this has happened. And it's the great big charade.
That's
that,
right. They use that to paralyze. Like, oh, you're truckers that want to be injected. You're racist. Oh, you don't want your five-year-old to be taught about transgenderism. You're a racist. We go, oh, don't call me that. I'll do whatever you say. It's ridiculous. It's a paper tiger. It's like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. It's a hoax.
Yep, the fear of being called a racist. Everybody will go to extreme lengths to avoid being called a racist. Well, you know, political correctness is why that has happened. Political correctness is the exact opposite of free speech. You know, people used to think, oh, it's just good manners. But no, it's not good manners. It's getting millions and millions of people killed around the world is what's happening because of political correctness. So I would say going forward, you know, in 1946, they made it illegal to be a Nazi in Germany. Well, when this war is over, political correctness needs to be banned globally, or at least in America, because I'm tired of this crap.
It needs to be shunned. People need to realize it is an evil group trying to control our minds and create division. It is a Nazi ideology of race to control people.
It certainly is. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but George Soros is a literal Nazi. And he's on many occasions stated his taking down America was his life's goal. And he's doing a great job of it. Why he's still alive, I don't know. If I was president, he would be the first person I would take out, along with Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and Fauci, and a few others. Those people, minimum, they need to be arrested and on trial. I would, you know, I'm a doctor. I'm sworn an oath to protect life, so I'm not going to take anybody's life. But, you know, the job of soldiers during war is to arrest and or kill the enemy. Well, first you have to know who the enemy is, and I'm clearly stating who the enemy is. The enemy is Nazi Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates of hell, George Soros, Dr. Death Fauci, Dementia Joe, Kamala, Horace. There's a few
and we want legally and lawfully through juries, grand juries, the system, them and their controllers to be brought to justice. I mean, I get what you're saying. You're saying they're murdering us. We need to identify their violating the Nuremberg Code, crimes against humanity, and put them on notice that just like the Nazis were dealt with, we're going to take our countries back and they will be held accountable legally and lawfully.
Yeah. You know, Rainer Fulmich, he's a lawyer in Germany. He's currently conducting mock trials to lay forth the evidence for the world to see about everything that's going on. And so I would encourage everybody to tune in to what he's doing and to follow that. But what we really need is some of the, like, you know, the police, the upper level military to start arresting these evil people. They need to be arrested and in prison, and then we can hold trials. You know, I'm actually in favor of a global ban on the death penalty, but in the middle of a time of war when millions of people are getting killed by the enemy, we have to do something to hold these people accountable. They cannot be allowed to remain free. Fauci would be another person. He needs to be in prison. He needs to be on trial. And I don't know, how do we make that happen is the great mystery, because it seems like the billionaires have bribed everybody and everybody's corrupt. They've, you know, think about this. 9 U.S. Supreme Court members, all 9 have taken the poison. So we have a completely corrupt Supreme Court. Majority of Congress has taken the poison. So we have a corrupt Congress. All the global leaders globally, like Justin Trudeau, why is that guy not in prison? I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on, but the people see through it. So how we take back power, we just need to overthrow all these leaders and get rid of them, throw them all in prison where they belong.
Well, there's no doubt they're involved in undeclared, unrestricted biological warfare. They believe to call the human population. When we come back, Dr. Marble, I want to go over some clips here since you mentioned this. The CEO of Pfizer came out recently on a Sunday news show and admitted they're, quote, creating artificial viruses that are purely synthetic in labs. And then that ties into another very important clip I have here with a British virologist, Peter Daszak, admitting in 2019 they created COVID-19. So that's coming up. But for everybody out there, I don't get a dime promoting this. I just feel good letting people know what's going on. If they need help and aren't being helped by their local doctor or pharmacy, you can contact Dr. Ben Marble and his great crew at myfreedoctor.com. Myfreedoctor.com. They need your prayers. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandup video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war is Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mammy.
Of course, this great musician and poet Eric Clapton is on our side. How could he not be?
By the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves I'm calling you to kiss the white lace men.
Woo! Dr. Ben Marble's our guest. MyFreeDoctor.com.
And you see a girl from Bonnie dancing through the turquoise.
You know, know, Doc, I want to get into this really bad news, really scary HIV synthetic attack news, but I want to hit some positive news first. In reversal, FDA puts brakes on COVID shots for kids following Europe outright banning it. This has gotten almost no coverage. They had to replace, as you know, the listeners may not, the boards over and over again until they got boards that would approve it. But finally, they backed off, and they're now trying to back off more boosters. This is a big victory. From your research and intel and being a medical doctor that has so many contacts, what is this about? This looks like good news to me.
Certainly, that is good news. I think overall, you know, I would have expected that they would have already pulled all of these shots by last June or July based on the data and numbers I was seeing. But, you know, if you go to openbears.com, there's over 30,000 deaths reported already and close to 2 million adverse events. So that's more than all other real vaccines over the past four decades combined in just a short 14 months.
Well, explain that. What, I mean, they pulled the swine flu back in the late 70s for what? 20 bad reactions, a couple deaths, right?
Yeah, the normal on the if it's FDA approved, if there's 25 deaths or more, if there's 25 deaths, they're supposed to pull a product. But the problem is these aren't truly FDA approved. They're emergency use authorization. So you could literally kill a billion people with an EUA drug and they don't have to pull it. That's the way that this is.
And they premeditatedly got it done that way and did secret agreements now admitted with over 100 countries to give them liability protection and make their contract secret. Do you have any idea what's in that contract? It's still secret right now.
No, I don't ever, you know, they keep all that hidden in secret. Certainly all the manufacturers are immune from the lawsuit. The doctors are immune from liability as well. You know, so they've basically covered all their bases, bribed everybody around the world globally. They planned this for over a decade or more, like, you know, since it's well over probably 10, 15 years that they've been working on this plan, maybe even longer than that. But they've, you know, basically bribed everybody, all the higher levels of government, all the alphabet agencies are in their back pocket, the FDA, CDC, NIH, on and on. So
let me just back you up there because I've studied atrocities throughout history. There have been atrocities that killed more, but now it looks like the aggregate, this will be the biggest kill ever because it's soft kill. But this is undoubtedly, hands down in my view, I want your view, the most premeditated, massive, widespread fraud ever perpetrated on humanity.
Absolutely. No question about it. And that's why I say Dr. Death Fauci is the greatest mass murderer in the history of the world. You know, in last year, let's recap, 2021, the great failed vaccine experiment, over 10 billion doses of poison delivered to over 4 billion people. So it's easy to predict that this year, 2022, more people die this year than any year in human history. Now, that sounds horribly bad, but the good news for the people who did take the shot is early treatment does work, whether you're vaccinated or not. So I encourage everybody, you know, the problem is the 4 billion people who did take the shot, most of them won't get early treatment. And if they don't get early treatment when they get sick, then their odds of dying go way up. And then long term, their odds of having
it. And I want you to explain that. For those that don't know, we see this line from Fauci a year ago. 99% of those in the hospital unvaccinated. He later got challenged. He just made it up. Now we hear 90% in the hospital. But when you actually read the British Medical Journal or the EU numbers or the U.S. numbers, it's almost 80% what I've seen of the hospitalized and dying are injected, which is higher than even U.K. and U.S. vaccine records of who's vaccinated. So it looks like it's worse if you've had the so-called vaccine to get COVID and die.
Oh, absolutely. And this is a great example of how to lie with statistics, which they, you know, that's Bill Gates, one of his favorite books. I call them hellspitals because what happens when somebody goes in the hospital is they stop all the meds that work and they start all the things that don't work. So it's just a great big conspiracy to maximize death at every turn. You know, you won't let people have visitors when they're sick. You're giving them remdesivir, which is known to cause renal failure, and about 20% of the people get it. Then if the patient complains or something, they sedate them. And once you're sedated, the next step is you get intubated. And then, you know, over 90% of people that are intubated die. So what we say amongst ourselves, the groups of physicians we communicate with, is that basically the hospitals are the new concentration camps where they send people to die and get rid of the useful idiots, as you know, the globalists call them.
And we've seen that in Australia and now in Europe, where if you're not, quote, vaccinated, you can't see your children in the hospital for a broken leg, you name it. And then suddenly the broken leg becomes, oh, your child's intubated, and they literally murder them. Particularly Down syndrome children have been targeted. This is a eugenics bioethics cult. Christy Lee did a whole report on that. It's at man.video.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Gene editing is eugenics, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. These fake vaccines are eugenics. Eugenics is a crime against humanity. So we shouldn't be allowing this, is the bottom line. But, it's the level of evil here. People, the average person doesn't want to believe that this level of evil exists. And they're like, oh, this is just a conspiracy theory. You're just a, you know, right wing nut. But, it's not a conspiracy theory. This is a great conspiracy to cull the human herd. You know it's true, and most of the people that are actually paying attention know it's true.
Oh, I do, but, and history shows it happens over and over again.
Oh, absolutely, it does. And so, they've wrapped up their kill shot program. The kill shot program is complete, so now they can flip-flop on everything, and then when everybody starts dying, they can say, oh, you got AIDS, you got a weird variant of AIDS. Well, they're just lying. Now, the phrase fully vaccinated, let me point this out as well. Fully vaccinated is a meaningless term because you're not fully vaccinated until you're dead, from their perspectives. And fully vaccinated is a term they use in all the statistics you see on television and stuff. And that's when they mention, the hospitals, 70% of the people in hospitals are not fully vaccinated. Well, that fully vaccinated means you've had, three or four shots. But if you're not fully vaccinated, that includes the people that took one shot, two shots, but it also includes the people who took zero shots. So that's how they watered down the statistics for the people who didn't take the shot. The reality we're seeing from everybody I'm hearing is that, roughly 75 to 80% of people in the hospital took at least one shot. They're not fully vaccinated, but they took at least one shot of the poison.
And then we see some people all over the world, it's happening, get 7, 8, 9, 10 shots, so obsessed, wanting like, okay, well, it doesn't work, I want more shots, and then they die.
That's the great, everybody knows, the definition of sanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And that's the proof that political correctness causes insanity. It's the cause of this mass formation psychosis or global mass psychosis. It's a global brainwashing, and the people think, oh, well, the fifth dose didn't work. Well, I need a sixth dose. Well, I need a seventh dose. And just keep going on and on with doses until eventually they're in the graveyard. And because it's destroying their immune systems. If you make it past the first few days where the spike protein circulates and causes clots, strokes, heart attacks, pulmonary emboli, that's how a lot of people die acutely. If you make it past that, then you wind up with the vaccine-induced AIDS, immune deficiencies. Cancer rates are going through the roof. We're seeing sperm counts are going down to zero in people who've had the shot. A lot of these women are going to turn out to be infertile. They're not going to be able to have children. The miscarriage rate, I think, is close to 70 to 80% of women who've had the shot.
That's right. New England Medical Journal, in the first two trimesters, it's 86%.
Yeah, it's nuts. And we have a paper coming out on that pretty soon with me and Dr. Thorpe and Dr. McCullough and a few others. Discussing all of that issues in the pregnant women.
Given Dr. Marble, let's come back in the final segment. Whatever you want to cover, I want you to hit. But isn't it hard? They really did it. They really launched their depopulation. We're living in this now. We're 2 years into the biggest bio attack in world history.
Yes, sir. It's crazy, and it's hard to believe it's happening, but it has happened, and we can't just bury our heads in the sand. We have to fight back and take our country back and take the planet back from these evil.
That's right, folks. They've already wiped out billions of us that are just slugging it down now. But we're going to organize, realize what happened. We're going to reconstitute, rebuild civilization, repopulate. We're going to do it. And we're going to bring these people to justice, too. They will go to prison for the rest of their lives. Fauci, Gates, all of them will pay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
President of Ukraine has made a big announcement. We'll be covering that when I start the next hour and hand the baton to the one, the only, Gerald Celente. Dr. Ben Marble's here. And, you know, Doc, I wish you were wrong. And I wish all the scientists and doctors I had were wrong. I wish the discoverer of HIV was wrong, who won the Nobel Prize you just mentioned. I wish that the former chief scientist at Pfizer was wrong, Dr. Yidan. I wish the inventor of mRNA technology was wrong, Robert Malone, Dr. Malone. I wish you were all wrong, but you're not wrong. And I can see the statistics. Major insurance companies, a consortium, say over 40% increase in deaths 18 to 56 or 18 to 64, working age, bigger than World War II death rate increase, where we lost a million people or so. So, and they admit it's not COVID. And now there's, heart attacks are normal in kids. Oh, strokes are normal. Oh, there's all these autoimmune problems. Oh, and we're just living in this, watching this happen.
And it's like, why? All because the globalists were inbred? All because they like to kill people? All because Bill Gates and his father and grandfather were headed up Planned Parenthood? I mean, we've done the research. You're an MD doctor. You've done the research. We're not like spouting off BS here. This is real. And so, yeah, we're starting to turn the tide, but you're right. It should have never happened. The medical boards, the FDA, others, they should have stopped it, but they didn't. But finally they are, because now they realize the crimes they've committed, that higher-up corporations knew what was going on, but had them certify it. So where do you see all this going?
Well, certainly a big concern would be going forward, you know, now that the globalists and the enemy leadership realizes that we're onto them, that they control the grid, for example. They could shut the grid down. They can cause food shortages and other things. So that's my big fear later this year, is as the mass die-off of 2022 progresses, it could and probably
exactly.
will.
Exactly. They're going to trigger major crises to smokescreen that. I 100%
It's going to crash. The stock market's probably going to crash, and then it could cause food shortages and shut the biggest problem would be if they shut the grid down. That's going to cause, you know, panic across the globe. Hopefully that doesn't happen. That, you know, the way to stop that from happening is to arrest them sooner rather than later. You know, I've been speaking out on this, that I believed it was a lethal injection kill shot for over a year now. And all the other doctors are like, don't say that. You're scaring people. You got to give people hope. And it's like, I feel like, the guy in the movie on Soylent Green is people. Fake vaccine gene editing is poison, you know, and, I'm not trying to scare people, but people need to be aware that they're taking poison. It's like,
even Dr. Yudon, former chief scientist at Pfizer, now says you're right. It's a kill shot. It's depopulation. Dr. Zelenko's right. I mean, now they're not criticizing you now, are they?
No, not at this point. But the big problem is all the doctors are afraid. We've had a cowardice pandemic across America among the physicians. They're just afraid and they're selfish. And they're afraid of their own career instead of their patients' lives. So they're all afraid to stand up and speak the truth, even though the vast majority of the doctors I talk to, they all believe it's poison. They know it's poison. They see the data. Yet they're afraid to speak up because somebody might rat on them and complain to the state medical board and might get them in trouble. And if they lose their license, they can't work. So they've tried to silence all the doctors, and some of the doctors just say screw it and speak up anyways. And that's where I would encourage all the doctors to do, because what's the alternative? You're just going to sit around and watch everybody die and never speak up? It's like, you know, if we were in World War II, if it was 1943 and you treated a little Jewish child for strep throat or something, but then you don't warn them, hey, don't go to the gas chamber, don't go crawl in that oven. Well, that's just crazy. We should be warning people not to take this poison, and I would encourage all doctors to speak up against the poison. Don't encourage, you know, I'm one of the only doctors I know, I've never recommended a single dose for a single patient, because it was easy for me to predict that it was going to be dangerous. One, because rush science is always bad science, and no vaccine has ever been produced in less than 4 years, and suddenly they're producing this in 9 months. So,
and it's run by Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate us. And remember, their own CDC document in October said, all those listings of heart attacks, blood clots, myocarditis, they knew. Why would they, Dr. Marble, put that in a report, make it public 3 months before? Was that a good guy slipping that in, or was that them covering their ass?
I would have to think that was somebody with some, you know, basically a good guy that accidentally leaked it out, and that person probably got canned real quick after that. But, you know, the truth's out there for those who are willing to find it. That's one of the great things about, you know, InfoWars and just the internet in general, is if you look hard enough, you can find information. And it is hard to know what sources to trust, though, and that's where your site has just been spot on over the years. You've been way ahead of the curve, and I commend you guys for all that you do.
Well, we've had about a 98% accuracy rate. We make mistakes, and they make a big deal out of those, but we're trying. We're not trying to lie like CNN. You're right. We're trying to tell the truth.
Yeah, and I'm occasionally wrong as well. And if I'm wrong, I'll readily admit I was wrong about that. The doctors will never admit they're wrong. They claim their science. I mean, certainly that should set off alarms for anybody listening. When Fauci said,
science is about exploration and learning and questioning, isn't it? So when somebody says, don't question science, that's the opposite of science.
That is the exact opposite of science. That's crazy talk. That's fake science. And what they believe is fake science. The PC COVID cult, they're just in this dystopian fairy tale world that does not exist, where you can just pretend you're whatever you want. You're not a man. You're not a woman. You're just a they or an us.
And all your enemies are Russian agents because you don't want nuclear war.
Yeah, and anybody who says it is anything against that is racist and all this just nonsense. And they're just all crazy and brainwashed. And the problem with those people is once they're brainwashed, it's hard to bring them back. I mean, once they, you know, we have patients that'll come to us, they've taken the shot, and then they get sick. And then the problem is when they get sick, their doctor won't treat them. And I would encourage people.
That's right. The doctors wait until they now can't breathe to get that $53,000 for intubation.
Yeah, I would encourage patients, if you got sick with COVID and you called your doctor and they wouldn't treat you, sue that doctor. That's a fake doctor. He needs to be sued, because this is how we force doctors to actually start.
What do you call that? Failure to render aid?
It's abandonment. It's patient abandonment, and abandonment is malpractice. You know, that's a violation of the first do no harm oath that we took. You know, abandoning a patient when they're acutely sick with COVID, refusing to give them any treatment, they won't even let them come to their office and just talk to them. And that takes away the patient's hope when the doctor won't even communicate.
Yeah, since when do doctors not help sick people? That's why it's been an honored priest class, is you put yourself in line for bad things. You put yourself in the way of things. Since when? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a doctor. I can't be around you. You're sick.
Yeah, it's completely backwards. You know, they can redefine the lawyers and politicians. They can redefine the word up to mean down. Like they redefined gene editing poison to be a vaccine, but that doesn't make gene editing poison a vaccine. It's still poison. Poison is poison. Nobody should take it. These doctors should all be ashamed of themselves. They need to start delivering early treatment, or they need to quit being doctors. Go be a lawyer, or go work for Bill Gates or something. But you're not a doctor if you won't treat your patients.
Well, Dr. Marble, you said it. Their system's collapsing, but they're about to launch a bunch of other distractions. From the fact that their program is in so much trouble. I mentioned this to five more minutes with us. I want to get your take on this before our next guest host, Gerald Celente, takes over. So please don't hang up, because I wanted to play you the Pfizer CEO saying that we didn't say the virus. We created one in the lab, which is beyond gain of function. And in that other clip, which is British virologist Peter Daszak admitting gain of function. I want to hit that when we come out. But listen, folks, you've got to write this down. You may have gotten over COVID, or you may be fine. That's great. Your friends, your family, your neighbors get this synthetic spike protein that's floating around. And if they go to a mainline hospital, they'll say, go home, because they're given a battle plan. Most of them aren't even aware what they're doing. While it incubates, while it takes over, while it destroys your tissue. And then once you can't breathe, once your oxygen is low, now you're prepared. The protocol says put you on a ventilator, which kills 94% of people. Even the New York Times admits that. You need vitamin C. You need vitamin D. You need zinc. You need it all up front to be heavily loaded on it. And then, obviously, from all the evidence, you need to have access to a medical doctor. And folks will give you prescriptions for things that Big Pharma doesn't want you to have, because they're trying to kill you while they suck $53,000 bare minimum out of you. So myfreedoctor.com, myfreedoctor.com. Write that down. Save that number. We get so many calls. Where do I call to get an online pharmacy that'll call me back? Where do I call? It's free. This is free. It's off donation. So God bless them. Separately, boost your immune system. X3, all three good types of iodine for your body, for your stamina, for your immune system. It's back in stock. 50% off. That's still going to end in a week. The storable food sales have been extended 3 days. It ends Wednesday. 25% off of the highest quality storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. Ready to ship right now with all the craziness. Don't be dependent on the system with what they're planning. Get storable food now, and it funds the broadcast. I want to thank you all that have gotten prepared and kept us on air. InfoWarsStore.com will take you there. Just go to preparewithalex.com. One word, preparewithalex.com, takes you right to the sub-URL of InfoWarsStore.com. But you'll find it all there. All right, hour number four, straight ahead. Stay with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps.
Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.